Now, the Seekim here, the Seekim there, but he's here. Hello.
Hello.
What's been happening? Blind Dave joins us.
Well, we got Christmas out of the way, and I don't know what happened there. We broke up, the kids broke up from school one minute. The big man with the red coat and the white beard come on the one day. We had let old acquaintance be forgot. And then suddenly, it's the end of January.
And I heard you've got a bit of an adventure coming up.
Towards the end of this year, we may be taking part. Well, there's no maybe. It is going to happen. We're going to be doing the Wall of China, the Great Wall of China. So it's going to be, Deb and the kids are going to be a part of it, which is going to be fantastic. So it'll be a great experience all round. We get to walk it and crawl it. I don't think there'll be too much running involved. Looking forward to it, mate. We're talking with people at the moment because it's supporting the Albion Foundation. We know a lot about it, but the dotting the I's and crossing the T's is what we're looking forward to now for dates and how we get there and where we're staying and what we're doing and how many's going and it will be an adventure.
What is the actual challenge then?
To walk the Great Wall of China.
And how long?
6 days.
Oh, piece of cake.
Exactly. That's what I said.
Take your bike.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Oh, 10,000 steps.
Just so you'd never noticed.
Exactly. I tell you what, it'll put a bloody great top on the... It'll put a lovely top on the on a pint of beer, wouldn't it? It certainly wouldn't go without a head. Just imagine getting to the top of that Great Wall of China and then coming off it. Yeah, never mind the brakes.
But there's so much involved in organising a fundraising thing like this, though, isn't there?
Yeah, that is half the thing. I mean, we're talking sort of January, okay, we're turning to February now, and then it is, I hope there's noise going, that's my computer, and there's all sorts going on here. So
how many years have we been doing this?
I know, but I can't help it if somebody texts. But yeah, it is. I mean, there's meeting after meeting, you got criteria. I was talking to a mate of mine today, I've been on the bike with Dougie. He's actually going off to China in a couple of months. And he says, don't forget, your visa's got to be this, and it's got to be spot on. You've got to tell him the hotel or the tent or what tree you're sleeping in, when you're landing, what time you're checking off, when you're going to have a drink of water. He says, you've got to be so precise. So he ain't just about doing it. It's the build-up to it. We'll obviously have some serious training because we'll have to do a bit of walking. And then it's everything that hinges on it. It's all the add-ons, isn't it?
What's the weather like that time of year?
That's a very good question. Mm. That is something I haven't asked yet, reference weather. But I've been told it could be warm, it could be dry, but on the other hand, it could be cold and it could be wet.
There you go.
That covers all avenues, doesn't it? You know what I mean?
So, how's the film coming on then? You've got the film this year, haven't you?
Yeah.
About you?
More like the dog. He's stolen the show, innit? the weekend we were over in Barnt Green, and there was a Saturday and a Sunday where they were filming relevant scenes. One was sort of a farewell scene when Deb and, well, many, many people were at the Hawthorns and founding into the Falklands. There was the pub scene where it all started from. Different things. But it was very, very interesting because we got friends and family, so that we could have people on there, extras who we wanted on there, or who wanted to be on there. Anybody that had associated with me. And it was quite good because I was sitting there listening to, take one and blah-de-da-de-da. And then obviously there was a lot of movement. I hadn't got a clue what was going on. But it was very interesting when I got the opportunity to talk after and say, look, what happened? And they're running through with me. But, Simon, I can't even get a part in my own film.
Why not?
As you know, because they've got an actor playing me. They got an actor playing a young Dave, and they got an actor playing Dave in the maturity years. I mean, I could have done the young Dave easily. And then we were there sitting, minding my own business. So I'm thinking, oh, this is going great. So then Seamus, the guide wolf, starts growling. Only one of them low. And he was as if to say, well, how come everybody else is over there? And, you know, the cameras are rolling and they're not on me. So they stopped. We can't film Dave because we keep picking Seamus growling. So they kicked us off the set.
Your own film?
Yeah. We got kicked off. And but then on the Sunday, with the scene, you know, where it sort of all happened in the club when it happened, Seamus stole the show, didn't he? You know, there he was. I don't know. I just can't win, mate. I just cannot win.
So when's it actually going to be for release? I thought it was going to be April time.
Well, they are still hoping for the end of April, but I think it's more likely to be into May now. So, you know, they're keeping us well up to date. I do believe they got another one or possibly 2 days of filming left to do. And then it is down to the edit situation and stage. So then obviously Deb and myself can have a little look at what they've got. We've got the opportunity then to say yes or no. Not that we're saying yes and no to a lot of things, and not that we've got a lot of control, but, you know, they've been talking to us, and obviously they want it right, don't they?
Well, is it going to be a cinema release, you know, or
again, I very much doubt it at the moment, because I think what's happening, there will be a, dare I say, premiere, and there'll be a few, hopefully there. Then what they would like to do is they want to put it into a few festivals around the world. That's why they've kept this one to a short film of about 30 minutes, because they can put it into quite a lot of festivals around the world. Then they keep talking about, ooh, you know, we're thinking of a feature film. And I thought, yeah, okay, let's just get this out the way first before you start thinking, you know what I mean? But I ain't that interested in the people want to do a feature film on me. I mean, probably the kids, Deb and the dog, but not me.
Can I be in it?
Yeah, you can be in it. Yeah, you can be that homeless bloke when we went through Scotland when we come to do the Glasgow half.
No, I don't want to be typecast. Come on.
Why?
Well, uncomfortable. Right, if you want to keep up with Dave, there's plenty going on, as you can hear, and we'll keep you up to date with stuff, but there's always great stuff on your Facebook page and stuff, isn't there?
Well, hey, talking of which, yeah, Facebook, Deb does a wonderful job on the Facebook, which is Blind Dave Healy. She does a wonderful job on the Twitter, which is at Blind Dave Healy. She does another job Instagram, I presume that's Blind Dave Healy. And then, of course, you've got the website, which has been revamped. Our eldest, who's doing this graphic design now, she said, well, I think I better sort of put some of my talents and sort of redesign and do the website. We said, well, about time too.
So Gracie's doing the design?
Yeah, she's designing, she's moving it about, she's doing this, doing that. I don't know when it's going to be ready, but it'll probably be for my 70th. But and that's blinddavehooley.co.uk. So I have a little butchers on there. There's a contact us form. Keep in touch. But, everybody can have a good old laugh at what we're up to.
Is Deb standing right near you?
Yes, Deb is sitting very, very close to me.
I thought that. You've been very well behaved.
I have been very well behaved. Yeah. Yeah, she's actually within...
striking distance. Dave Healy, always a pleasure, and glad things are going well. We will catch up with you next week.
Indeed. Oh, and I've got some things to tell you. I've actually got 5 minutes in the workshop.
All right, okay. Well, we'll do a little bit of DIY next week then.
Mm-hmm.
Toodaloo.
Toodly pips.